legends of rock and roll.
Welcome back, darlings. Dickie Lee, the Iceman here, baby. And as we always say, this is our favorite segment of the show. It's a time where we're able to chat with some of these great legends of rock and roll music out of the 1960s. On the line today, we have another real treat for you. His name is Stephen Presley. He was a member of a 1967 group based out of Modesto, California, called Weathervane, and also another great group called Strange Laughter. They played frequently at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. As I previously mentioned, Stephen is also an audio engineer and has released a new album of some lost tapes that they had recorded back in the 80s. The name of the album is Thrust. So Stephen, welcome to the show, and please tell us more about this new release.
We kind of shared the backing vocals, plus I got Cindy Wood, who was a good friend of mine, on some of the backing vocals. Cindy Wood was Playmate of the Year in 1974.
No kidding!
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, what a voice!
Yeah, but she had a lot of talent, actually.
Wow.
She put out her own records at that time, which were actually very good. If any of you listeners want to hear it, do a search for her. Might turn up some interesting stuff.
That is great. That really is. Stephen, I know you mentioned this last week in part one of the interview, but can you mention again all of the musicians that are on this release? And then can you say something about where listeners could go if they wish to purchase a copy of this new album called Thrust?
Fazzo on bass, Mark Glassman on drums, Steve Shirelli on vocals, Cindy Wood on backing vocals, and myself on all the keyboards and lead vocals. Well, it's available for download on cdbaby.com. You would search for my name, Stephen Presley, S-T-E-F-F-E-N. Presley spelled just like Elvis spelled it.
That's great.
And it's also going to be available pretty much on all streaming platforms. So you can go on your favorite streaming platform and search and find. It's also available on Apple iTunes using the same search.
Well, this is wonderful. And once again, I can't say enough about the album, Stephen. I also think it's great that you're still involved in that music business today. And you're releasing a great product that will definitely bring smiles to all these listeners' ears.
Yeah, I'm very, very busy doing my music these days. It's pretty much what I live for, as well as love. Love is what we live for.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's too much a part of my life to let it go. I have too many musical ideas to just sit and be idle, so...
That's great.
Plus, I have a nice studio nowadays, you know, much nicer than the one in my Hollywood apartment in the early 80s. So
good.
I'm not going to let it go to waste, you know.
Good. Well, I talked with somebody, this was probably about 20 years ago, and I'll never forget, he was an older musician. And he said, always remember this, Dick, man. He says that the music never leaves you, you leave it.
Yeah, that's a good quote.
I like that guy. I'd never heard it before, but I always remember that. Now, do you work with any other groups in your studio?
I did for years. I made a living that way, producing artists, a lot of them local artists, but I'd have people come from all over the place, from Hawaii, other states, even other countries sometimes that would record with me. I've kind of scaled that back now because, I'm kind of well past retirement age now.
Yes.
Being a child of the 60s. Because, the march of time, I want to spend more time realizing my own music and stuff too.
Yes.
But I'm still open to working with other people if the projects are worthwhile.
Well, Stephen, we're getting close to the end of the interview right now, and I'd like to thank you once again for sharing these great memories that you have about your musical background from the days that you were with Weathervane and also Strange Laughter in Modesto in the late 60s, and your history as an audio engineer, a musician, and a songwriter. So, Stephen, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
I would like to add that one of the reasons that I contacted you is because I think that you are doing a fantastic job with this podcast. I think you're performing a service for the music community that is badly needed, and there's just not enough people like you out there, and I really, really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you once again. You're very gracious for saying that. You have a good weekend, and you keep up that passion for that rock and roll, Stephen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye now. More music. The legends of rock and roll. All of you garage rock kids have just finished listening to part two of an interview with Stephen Presley, a keyboardist, a songwriter, an audio engineer who was a member of a couple of great 1960s groups based out of Modesto called Weather Vane and Strange Laughter. He has released many albums over the year, and his current release is called Thrust. And this is one of the title cuts off of that album. It is called Love Is What We Live For. So take it away, Stephen, and tell us all about it, baby.